ایس بی ایس اردو ایس بی ایس ساؤتھ ایشین پر
سامعین، آسٹریلیا کا موجودہ پرائمری اور سیکنڈری اسکولوں کا تعلیمی معیار بین الاقوامی طلبہ کے بچوں کی پبلک اسکول میں فیسز اور تعلیم کے دیگر اہم امور پر وزیر تعلیم جیسن کلیئر نے ایس بی ایس سے خصوصی گفتگو کی ہے. سنیے اس پوڈ کاسٹ میں. سامعین، گریٹن انسٹیٹیوٹ کی حالیہ رپورٹ سے معلوم ہوا ہے کہ آسٹریلیا کے اسکولوں میں زیر تعلیم 30% بچے حساب کے شعبے میں اعلیٰ معیار حاصل کرنے میں ناکام رہے ہیں. اس حوالے سے وزیر تعلیم جیسن کلیئر نے ایس بی ایس سے گفتگو کرتے ہوئے کہا،
Well, I think we know that it's very, very important to identify children who are falling behind when they're little, when they're in year one or when they're in kindergarten or what's called prep in Victoria. It's too late to wait until a child is 8 years old to identify whether they've got a problem with maths or whether they've got a problem with reading. And I talked a moment ago about the extra funding to fix the funding of our schools, the $16.5 billion. Yeah. That money will be tied to reforms. Some of those reforms include things like a literacy test, a phonics test, and a numeracy test in year one or earlier to identify children who have problems with things like mathematics. And if you can identify those children that are falling behind when they're very, very little and then intervene to help them, then they can catch up and keep up with the rest of the class. One of the things that's happening in New South Wales and in Victoria and some states at the moment is something called catch-up tutoring, where a child that's falling behind is taken out of a class of 30 and for a couple of days a week for half an hour or 40 minutes at a time, they get almost one-on-one individualized support from a teacher or a teaching student. It might be them and maybe one or two other students. And when you do that the right way, a student that's having trouble with maths or having trouble with reading can catch up. They can learn as much in 6 months as they'd otherwise learn in 12 months. I've seen this working in schools here in Western Sydney. This extra funding will allow us to do that at scale. And that is what is going to really help us to address the sort of problems that have been identified here with children falling behind or below the minimum standard when it comes to reading or math.
ان کا مزید کہنا تھا کہ ایسا نظام متعارف کروانے کی کوشش کی جا رہی ہے جو پہلی جماعت کے طلبہ کو اضافی مدد فراہم کر سکے.
And that plan occurs in year 3, year 5, year 7 and year 9. What we're talking about here is not a test, but something which is a 10 or 20 minute check, a tool for teachers to help identify children who need additional help. And some states already do this with literacy, with phonics. We want to roll that out across the country for phonics as well as for maths. And if you do it really early, it's a simple check that can help it to identify the children who need more help. And then the key is to provide more help, to make sure that that child gets the individualized support that they need. That's why that funding is so important, and that's why it's important that it's tied to things like this that we know work.
عارضی ویزا رکھنے والے والدین کے بچوں کو اسکول کی بھاری فیسز دینا پڑتی ہیں. اس حوالے سے وزیر تعلیم کا کہنا تھا کہ توجہ کا اصل مرکز کلاس رومز میں موجود بچوں کو اضافی معاونت فراہم کرنا ہے.
We're not proposing any changes there. Very much the focus of our policies and our commitment when it comes to public education is making sure that we make those investments in the classroom to help children who need extra help. I talked about the help needed to help people learn to read and write and count, but that funding is also going to be dedicated across the country to things like mental health support, because we know that young people, particularly when they get to high school, but not just at high school, can struggle with their mental health. And so this funding can help to provide extra services and support in our schools for young people who need it. The other thing, incidentally, which will happen later this year, we passed legislation to make this happen last year, is a ban on access to social media for young people under the age of 16.
Yeah.
I know as a father, but I also know as Education Minister, the impact that social media is having on young people across the country. And the ban on mobile phones that's now come into effect in every public school across the country is having a positive impact in our schools. But when school finishes, people get their phones back. We can see that people dive back into that cesspit of social media. Eliminating that, getting people, young people away from social media who are under the age of 16, I think will have a positive impact on the social well-being of kids right across the country.
Yeah, that's a major thing that I want to ask. But basically, coming back to my question, that there won't be any changes for the children of international students or temporary visa holders. No. Okay.
جبکہ اسکولوں میں بچوں کو ان کے ثقافتی پس منظر اور مذہبی شناخت کے حوالے سے بلینگ یا تضحیک کا نشانہ بنایا جانے اور ان کے لباس پر تنقید کے حوالے سے گفتگو کرتے ہوئے وزیر تعلیم نے بتایا.
Yeah, well, it's very important to call it out and say that there is no place for bullying, no place for racism. We need a zero tolerance approach to racism and bullying, whether it's in our schools or whether it's in our communities. And the role that state governments play and state departments of education play in making that very, very clear in our schools is really, really important. I think that Australia is the best country in the world, and big part of that is because we're a country made up of people from all around the world, all different backgrounds, all different religions, and all different cultures. And it's in our schools, I think, more than almost anywhere else that you see that. You know, I'm a kid who grew up in Cabramatta at a time when my classrooms were full of children from places like Southeast Asia that were refugees fleeing Vietnam and Laos and Cambodia, but also places like South America and what we used to call Yugoslavia. And growing up in such a diverse community with young people from all around the world, I think made me a better person. That's what our schools do. And wherever we see evidence of bullying based on people's appearance or racism based upon what people wear or the way in which they practice their faith, we've got to call that out and stamp it out.
سامعین، اس پوڈ کاسٹ میں آپ سن رہے تھے وزیر تعلیم جیسن کلیئر کی ایس بی ایس سے خصوصی گفتگو، اور میں ہوں وردہ وقار۔
آسٹریلیا میں اپنی کمیونٹی کی سرگرمیوں کے ساتھ خبروں، حالات حاضرہ اور بے لاکھ تبصروں کے لیے یہ ایس بی ایس اردو ہے۔ ایس بی ایس ساؤتھ ایشین پر